This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, September 14th. God's word for you today is named. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 15, verse 16, and it says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." God alone should define you, not circumstances, people, experiences, and certainly not Satan. And God defines us by sourcing, imaging, and naming. As a people, God has named us God's favorite house, and that is who we are. Who are we? We are God's favorites. It is what it is. Joseph is Joseph. You can be upset with his coat of many colors, but it is what it is. When people are beefing you or questioning what kind of name you have, just tell them it is what it is. Years ago, a solid man of God, Pastor Jack Hayford, taught young pastors, about 40 of us. He called it the School of Pastoral Nurture. 40 pastors from different parts of the world. And Pastor Jack Hayford, an amazing man of God, would sit down and teach us. I attended the School of Pastoral Nurture for consecutive years until it was too weak to teach. I remember in the first class, he told us to introduce ourselves and the church that will lead to the class. When it got to my turn, I said, "I am Femi Monehi from God's Favorite House, Nigeria." They said, "What?" I said, "God's Favorite House." And they all looked at me. Imagine about 40 other pastors looking at you. And they asked, "If you are God's Favorite House, what about us?" And I said to the whole class, "Every child of God should be God's favorite child. Every church should be God's favorite church. But as my grandmother would say, it is the child that lifts up his hands that the elder would carry." Imagine you enter a room that has 10 children in it, and as you enter the room, only one child runs to you and lifts his hands. Who would you carry? You will carry the one that lifts his hands. It is how you endear yourself to God that God endears himself to you. This is something we see John the Beloved do over and over. God's word says in James chapter 4 verse 8, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." We are God's favorite house. We are his own. He has to help us. Our hands are up. If you like, fold your hands and be beefing us. God does not owe you an explanation for blessing us, promoting us, lifting us, protecting us, and for fighting our battles. We are the church and we exist for the world. People erroneously say, "I want the church to do this for me," or "the church did not do that for me." I am like, these people are confused. We are the church. So if the church needs to do XYZ, guess who needs to do XYZ? You and me. If you leave the XYZ undone and you say the church did not do XYZ spiritually, you are talking lunacy, because heaven is looking at you and saying, "You are the church." Let us pray. Father, I am your beloved and you're mine, created for your pleasure, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.